I think it's very important, and when you look down the last number of years, the huge cutbacks that the fishermen have had in relation to quotas, and also the price of increasing diesel and petrol prices, updating their equipment and boats, updating their engines. So it's very important, you know, the safety aspect of it as well, sticking into consideration the insurance. And I was calling on the council, and I'm glad to the response I got back now that they're going to review to the next policy in a roads meeting, and hopefully they'll abolish it, and this will include all landings fees at piers and harbours.
And this isn't talking about massive trawlers landing fish. This is the people that are fishing here in Donegal.
It's the common fishermen here in Donegal, the islands, the offshore fishermen. Very, you know, they're prevented from fishing all year round and only have maybe lobsters, crabs, and a small bit of fish. The ban on fishing is huge in Donegal. We're affected big time. And we're a coastal community, like, and with these regulations coming from Europe. And when you see the, you know, cutbacks in vessels, decommissioning over the last 5 to 10 years, they're on about young people joining the industry. It's very hard for young people to join the industry when you see what's happening in relation to quotas and the restrictions on it. So this would help the fishermen. It wouldn't help them a lot, but it would help them a little to abolish these fees.